My love affair with Harry Houdini began in second grade. The 1950s biopic came on TV with Tony Curtis as the famous magician. I watched, stunned, as Houdini broke out of straitjackets and safes. He even broke out of a crate that was wrapped in chains and dropped in a river. This guy Houdini wasn't a made-up character, like Superman. He was a normal human being, like me, who could free himself from any constraint. I vowed, then and there, to pursue this line of work when I grew up. I found a book about Houdini in my school library, tantalizingly called The Man Who Walked Through Walls. I learned that he was born Eric Weiss in Hungary in 1874, then immigrated to Appleton, Wisconsin. After struggling with low-paid factory work, he joined a circus and devised his escape tricks. These grew more elaborate as he became a vaudeville sensation, culminating in water torture cells and even coffins.
Ladies and gentlemen, in introducing my original invention, the water torture cell,
Houdini's escapes involved real skill, but also a fair amount of showmanship. Rather than quickly breaking out of a safe, for instance, he preferred to make the audience wait. That way, they'd be even more excited when he finally appeared, triumphant. As I got older and more prudent, I lost interest in being an escape artist myself. But Houdini remained important to me as a metaphor. He called himself a self-liberator, and that's just what I wanted to be. I wanted to break free from any constraint that life threw at me. In Houdini's day, his immigrant audiences felt inspired in the same way. As an immigrant himself, he escaped not just from handcuffs, but from poverty and oppression. He completely reinvented himself in the new world, finding fame and fortune. If he could do it, maybe they could too. When I moved to Wisconsin in my 20s, I visited Appleton as soon as I possibly could. This was a rare chance to make contact with Houdini. He regarded Appleton as his hometown, and he loved returning there after he became a star. It was thrilling to walk the streets that he walked, visit the Houdini Museum, and commune with his spirit. There's one other way to make contact with Houdini, and that's to seek out his actual spirit. As a career capper, Houdini planned to escape from death itself. He confided to his wife that he would return in ghostly form if he could find a way. As a result, fans have been holding seances for him since he left our sphere in 1926. These are best conducted on the day he died, Halloween. He's yet to appear, but I still hold out hope. After all, Houdini always knew the theatrical value of making us wait.